Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Yeah.
Today we are going to talk about a very specific type of anxiety. You know, the one, it's Monday morning, you've got your coffee, you open up your marketing calendar or, you know, your personal LinkedIn feed, and it is just staring back at you.
Blank.
Completely blank.
The dreaded empty feed syndrome.
Exactly. We are living in this era of infinite shelf space, right?
Mm-hmm.
TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, LinkedIn. There are these hungry beasts.
They never get full.
Never. They want content every single day, preferably 3 times a day. And the problem isn't posting it. We have tools for that. The problem is physically making it without having a nervous breakdown.
It is the defining bottleneck of the modern web. I mean, we've solved distribution, but we haven't solved production.
So today, we are exploring a tech stack that claims to fix this. We are combining a classic tool that everyone knows, Buffer, with a new piece of infrastructure called Auto Content API.
Mm-hmm.
And the promise here is pretty wild. It's about turning one single idea into a global media empire automatically.
It sounds like hyperbole, I know, but when you look at the mechanics, it's actually just math and code. It's about moving from a manual process to an industrial one.
Well, our mission today is to see if that math actually adds up, and specifically how this helps the people who are already using Buffer.
Right.
Because if you're using Buffer, you're halfway there, but you might be missing the engine.
Let's pop the hood.
To set the stage, we need to talk about why this feeding the beast problem is so acute right now.
Mm.
The sources mention a concept called mental availability.
Right. This is classic marketing theory, but it's gotten much harder to execute. Mental availability basically asks, in a buying situation, does your brand pop into the consumer's head immediately?
It's like, if I think thirst, do I think Coke?
Exactly. But in the digital age, achieving that Coke status requires a ridiculous amount of touch points. Your customer is fragmented.
Mm.
I mean, they read a newsletter at breakfast, listen to a podcast on the commute, scroll TikTok at lunch, and search Google for answers at night.
And if you aren't at all those stops,
you're invisible. You lose that mental availability. If you are only on LinkedIn, you are missing, what, 80% of their day?
Okay, so that brings us to the Buffer reality. Buffer is the command center for a lot of our listeners. It connects to everything. Facebook, Instagram, Mastodon, Pinterest.
Even Blueski now.
Even Blueski. It handles the logistics perfectly. You can schedule a post for next Tuesday at 4 p.m. But Buffer is, well, it's an empty vessel.
It is. It's a delivery truck, a very efficient, reliable delivery truck.
Right.
But you still have to manufacture the goods to put inside the truck. And that is where the linear trap kills small businesses and creators.
Break that down for me, the linear trap.
It's the traditional agency model. Think about it. You want a blog. You hire a writer. You want a podcast. You hire an audio engineer. You want TikToks. You need a video editor.
One person for one job.
Exactly. The sources estimate that a high-end podcast episode, done the traditional way, recording, editing, mixing costs, anywhere from a few hundred bucks to $15,000.
$15,000 for audio.
If you're talking about high production narrative storytelling like This American Life or a serial, easily. But even a basic corporate interview podcast costs serious time and money to edit.
And video is worse, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. A decent editor charges $50 to $300 per short-form video.
So if the algorithm wants 3 videos a day...
You do the math. That's nearly $1,000 a day. You go broke.
Or you just don't do it.
More likely, yeah, you just don't do it. You choose one channel, maybe you write a tweet, and you ignore the rest. You leave those slots in your Buffer schedule empty because you literally cannot afford to fill them.
Okay, so enter the challenger. Auto Content API. Now, looking at the documentation, this isn't just another chat with an AI tool.
Wow.
They make a big deal about being API first.
And this is a crucial distinction. Most AI tools people use, you know, like ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini, are UI first.
Meaning they're for a human clicking buttons.
Exactly. They are built for a human to sit in a chair, look at a screen, type a prompt, and wait for an answer.
It's a cockpit. You have to fly the plane.
Right. And that doesn't solve the time problem. It just makes the flying a little easier. API first means it's built for code. It's headless.
Headless always sounds a bit grim to me, like a horror movie.
It does, doesn't it? It just means there's no monitor, no interface. It operates in the dark, in the background. It connects directly to other software.
Ah, so you set it and forget it.
Pretty much. You don't necessarily log in to Auto Content API every day. You set it up once, usually using a bridge tool like Make.com or Zapier, and then it just runs.
So it's the difference between hiring an assistant who you have to talk to and building a factory line that just hums along.
Precisely. And they call this content transformation. You aren't just generating random text from a prompt. You are feeding it a specific sort, a URL to your website, a PDF of a financial report, a raw idea.
A single source of truth.
Yes. And it transforms that one thing into many multimedia assets.
Let's make this concrete, because transformation sounds a bit vague, you know, a bit like marketing speak. Let's talk about the format that scares people the most. Video.
The short form imperative.
Right. Oh. Buffer supports TikTok, Reels, YouTube Shorts. The data says you need volume here to grow. How does a piece of code replace a video editor?
So let's walk through the workflow. You write a blog post. You feed that URL to the API. The brain of the system, which is powered by LLMs, doesn't just summarize it. It extracts a script suitable for a 60-second video.
It finds the good parts.
It looks for the hook, the key points, the call to action. Then it hits the vertical video endpoint.
And what comes out? Is it just stock footage and text on a screen? Because we've all seen those AI videos and they look cheap.
That was the old way. Auto Content API is using the new wave of AI avatars. And I know people hear AI avatar and they think creepy robot in the Uncanny Valley.
I definitely think creepy robot, the ones that don't blink enough.
The tech has jumped forward massively in just the last 6 months. We're talking about lip syncing that actually matches the phonemes, natural blinking, head tilts, hand gestures.
Wrong.
The API has a library of these presenters, casual, professional, different ethnicities. So your blog post becomes a video of a person explaining your concept, complete with subtitles, B-roll, and background music.
Okay, so the quality is passable for social. But here is where it gets really interesting. The price. You mounted earlier that a human-made short costs up to $300.
Right. The Auto Content API operates on a credit model. A short video consumes roughly 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to be about €4.
€4 versus $300.
It's an order of magnitude cheaper. It's a massive cost arbitrage.
So filling that buffer queue with 30 videos a month isn't a $9,000 expense.
It's a $120 expense.
That changes the economics completely. It means you can afford to fail. You could theoretically test 10 different video styles for the price of one human-made video.
Exactly. And because it flows into Buffer via Zapier, you never even touch the file. You write the blog, and a few hours later, the video is waiting in your Buffer draft folder.
You just approve and schedule.
That's it.
That is wild. But they also do horizontal video, right? Not just the TikTok stuff.
They do. They call them explainer videos. Okay. These are 60 to 90 seconds, usually for landing pages or YouTube. The use case here is conversion.
Right.
You have a lead who clicks a link from your social post. They land on your site.
And instead of reading a wall of text,
they watch a video. The API can crawl your website links and auto-generate these explainers. It increases dwell time, which is a huge SEO signal for Google. But we can get to SEO later.
Let's stick to the content formats for a second. The part of the research that really surprised me was the audio. We are seeing this massive boom in audio content. I mean, we are doing it right now.
We are. It's the golden age of audio, and Auto Content API is positioning itself very aggressively here. They call themselves the Notebook LM API alternative.
We've talked about Notebook LM before. It's that Google tool where you upload a doc and two AI hosts chat about it. It went viral because it sounds shockingly real.
It is amazing, but it has a flaw for business. It's manual. You have to drag, drop, download, and re-upload. There is no API. You can't automate it.
Uh-huh.
Auto Content API essentially replicates that deep dive audio experience, two voices, a host, and an expert discussing a topic, but makes it programmable.
So podcasting on autopilot.
Yes. Imagine you are a sauce company. You publish your weekly change log or a white paper. The API takes that dense text, converts it into a dialogue script.
Host and expert, just like us.
Exactly like us, and then synthesizes the audio.
But again, we have to address the quality. Because bad synthetic audio is unlistenable. If it sounds like GPS navigation from 2005, nobody's going to subscribe.
No, and the sources are very specific about this. They use advanced synthesis that captures prosody. That's the rhythm and intonation of speech. It includes disfluencies.
The ums and osas.
Yeah, things like and breaths. That's what makes it sound human. It's not perfect, but for a daily update or an internal summary, it's more than enough.
And they offer voice cloning.
They do. So the CEO could record a one-minute sample. From then on, the API can generate daily market updates in the CEO's voice without the CEO ever stepping into a recording booth.
That is efficient.
Yeah.
But did this integrate with Buffer? Buffer doesn't host podcasts.
Correct. Buffer is for social. However, Auto Content API actually creates the RSS feeds for Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Oh, interesting.
So the workflow is the API creates the episode and pushes it to Spotify. Then it generates a video snippet or a quote graphic from that episode. That asset goes to Buffer to promote the episode on LinkedIn and X.
So the podcast goes to the podcast apps and the promo goes to Buffer, all triggered by one blog post.
Exactly. You become omnichannel without hiring a recording engineer or a social media manager.
I love that. It's making information consumable in every format. Now, I want to pivot to something that sounds a bit more spy thriller, the intelligence aspect.
Yes, newsjacking.
Right, the strategy of injecting your brand into breaking news. But to do that, you need speed.
Speed is everything. If you comment on a trend 3 days later, you're just noise. You're the Steve Buscemi with a skateboard meme. How do you do, fellow kids?
Yeah, exactly. You do not want to be that guy.
Auto Content API has a feature where it listens to data feeds from X, formerly Twitter and Reddit. It's monitoring for keywords relevant to your industry.
It's listening to the internet.
It is. It analyzes sentiment, context, and even images in tweets. But it doesn't just listen. It has a deep research endpoint.
This is the agentic card I kept reading about. Define agent for us in this context.
Think of an agent as a bot that has a job description and a toolkit. A normal LLM just predicts the next word. An agent can say, I need to verify this, go open a web browser, read a website, come back, and critique its own work.
So it has a loop. It thinks, acts, observes, and thinks again.
Exactly. So for newsjacking, this is critical. When the API detects a trend, say crypto crash or new AI regulation, it triggers a deep research agent.
And this agent goes where?
It goes to the live websites like the Financial Times, SEC.gov to find the facts. This is crucial because standard AI models are often cut off from real-time data. They hallucinate.
So this agent is fact-checking the trend before it writes the script.
Correct. It validates the story, writes a script explaining why it matters to your audience, generates a video, and sends it to Buffer.
So picture the automation loop. Step one, Auto Content detects a trend on X. Step two, deep research figures out why. Step three, the video is created. Step four, it's in your Buffer queue.
And this all happens in minutes. While your competitors are still having a Zoom meeting to decide what is our stance on this news, your brand is already live on TikTok with a researched high-quality video breakdown.
That is a competitive advantage that is hard to overstate. It's like having a 24-hour newsroom for the price of a software subscription.
And it solves the blank page problem. You aren't staring at Buffer wondering what to schedule. The news cycle is feeding your schedule automatically.
Now, Buffer is a global tool. I know people use it all over the world. But usually, you are stuck publishing in the language you speak.
Right.
If I write in English, I publish in English.
This is the next frontier. Global reach. Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
50.
Yes. And it's not just translation. It's transcription, translation, and resynthesis.
So let's play this out. I'm a U.S. company. I write a blog post in English.
You feed that URL to the API. It generates your English podcast and video. But then in the same workflow, it translates the content and generates a Spanish version, a Japanese version, a German version.
And with Buffer.
You can run localized social channels. You can have a Brand Japan X account and a Brand Spain Instagram, all populated with native language audio and video.
Derived from that single English source.
Exactly.
That multiplies your total addressable market by, well, a lot.
Instantly. And without hiring local content teams in five different countries, it's globalization on a budget.
There's one more piece of the puzzle here that the sources mention, and it ties into SEO. Programmatic SEO. Now, usually that term makes me roll my eyes because it implies spam.
Right. Thin content.
Exactly. It's just thousands of garbage pages. How is this different?
You're right to be skeptical. Traditionally, programmatic SEO meant making 5,000 pages that all say best plumber in Austin, best plumber in Dallas, with just the city name changed.
And Google hates that. It's useless for the user.
Right. But the metric Google loves is dwell time. How long does someone stay on the page?
Okay.
Precisely. So if you use Auto Content API, you can generate a unique 60-second video and a unique audio guide for every single one of those 5,000 pages.
So I land on the Dallas page, and instead of generic text, there's a video specifically talking about Dallas plumbing issues.
You stay for a minute to watch it. Google sees that dwell time. Rankings go up.
And then closing the loop, I'm guessing you use Buffer for those videos.
You drip feed those 5,000 videos into Buffer to drive social traffic back to the landing pages. It's a self-reinforcing flywheel.
It's clever. It's using volume to create quality, which sounds paradoxical.
It's only paradoxical if you think human effort is the only way to create quality. If the goal is answering the user's question and the machine does it well, that is quality.
So what does this all mean? When we step back and look at this combination buffer plus auto content API.
It's the synergy of structure and substance. Buffer provides the structure, the scheduling, the team collaboration, the analytics. It's the skeleton.
And Auto Content API provides the substance.
The muscle. It provides the assets.
It feels like an economic shift.
It is. Right? We are moving from linear costs, where to get more output, you had to hire more people, to logarithmic costs. You use credits to scale volume. The cost per unit drops as you scale up.
Which allows small players to compete with the giants.
Precisely. If you are a two-person agency using Buffer and this API, you can output the same volume of content as a 50-person marketing department.
That is the aha moment for me. It's not about replacing creativity. It's about removing the friction of production.
It allows you to focus on the strategy. Because if production is automated, the value shifts to the source material.
I was waiting for the... There has to be a catch.
The catch is that if everyone can do this, if everyone has a 24-hour newsroom and infinite video capacity, what happens to the value of content?
It inflates. It becomes a commodity.
Right. So the competitive advantage shifts. It shifts away from who can make the most video back to who has the best ideas.
The source material becomes the bottleneck.
Exactly. If the machine hails the production, the human needs to focus entirely on the insight, the unique data, the story that only they can tell.
So the tools don't replace the creator. They just force the creator to stop being a logistician and start being a thinker again.
That's the hope. We are moving toward what the sources call an agentic web. Content will be read by AI agents, processed by AI agents, and produced by engines. But the spark, that still has to come from us.
I want to leave the listeners with that thought. We've talked about how this lowers the cost of production to near zero. But if the barrier to entry is gone, the only thing that has value is the truth and your ability to tell it distinctly.
Couldn't have said it better. The tools just make sure everyone hears it.
Well, that is all for this deep dive into the automated content engine. If you are a Buffer user staring at an empty queue, it might be time to call in the robots. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.